Proclamation number 6168 of 18th of January, 1955. Faith in Jesus Christ. Reduced suffering. There need not be so much misery and hardship on earth if people were more mindful of their Savior and Redeemer, who took the suffering of the whole of humanity on his shoulders and suffered and died for it on the cross. He bore it for humanity. But it is to believe in him and his act of salvation, for only the guilt of sin can be considered redeemed which is carried to him under his cross, is carried to him under his cross in faith and hope that Jesus Christ gave his blood so that this guilt will also be redeemed. But anyone who does not believe in the redemption through Jesus' blood is still burdened by his guilt of sin, and he is to make atonement for it himself. He is to bear all the suffering himself which is the effect of his former sin. Need and sickness, sorrow and suffering. Jesus knew that humanity had to suffer unspeakably because of its great guilt of sin. And his merciful love took the suffering, the consequence of sin, upon himself. He wanted to take it away through his suffering and a most painful death. He wanted to make atonement so that people could become free from misery and hardship, so that in this freedom they could find their way back to God, from whom they had once voluntarily separated. Jesus Christ died for all people, so all people can take their sins to him. They will find forgiveness, they will be released from the burden of their sins because the divine Redeemer has taken away all their burdens and placed them on himself out of immense love. Yet it is easily understandable that he also wants to be acknowledged as Redeemer of the world. It is understandable that only he who believes in Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world will be freed from his guilt. That only he who comes to him with his guilt and asks him to also remember him will find forgiveness, who thus consciously places himself under the cross of Christ in order to let his blood wash away all guilt. But how do people relate to him now? Can we still speak of a living faith in him, in whom God embedded himself? Humanity no longer wants to acknowledge him, except for a few who belong to him. Christ's act of salvation no longer means anything to people, and therefore all remain unredeemed who do not acknowledge him as he wants to be acknowledged. And the burden of sin accumulates enormously. People have to suffer from the effects of sin, because divine justice demands atonement from people themselves who do not belong to the host of the redeemed, because they separate themselves from him, because they do not belong to those whom Jesus Christ redeemed from sin and who therefore do not belong to the redeemed because they do not acknowledge the divine Redeemer. Thus they do not believe that the eternal love himself took upon himself the death on the cross in order to bring redemption to people. No human being is excluded from the act of salvation. But anyone who excludes himself cannot avail himself of the blessings of the act of salvation neither, and therefore he will not be able to avert a dreadful fate from himself which will certainly await him in the kingdom of the beyond, if it does not already affect him on earth. For according to divine justice, atonement has to be made by anyone who does not bear his sins to Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all people in order to redeem them. Amen.